like continuing at the Green Mill. I think she's tuning up her voice, but there's a woman singer, double bass, beside her. She's going to play the double bass, but there's a man with a saxophone, and there's a guy who's pushing percussion pieces around the place. He's surrounded by all sorts of clarinets and stuff in the background, I think. And it's Greisha, I'm not sure if that's pronounced, or Greitsch drums.
Chance to give their opinion on the rhythm. And that's how the mindset is of this sort of jazz. So the beat might be do da do do da do da do 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 da, and the saxophone can come in, and then he'll back away, and then the trumpet can come in, or the xylophone, or something.
And then can somebody change the subject altogether?
They want. You
can,
absolutely.
And they don't actually. I mean, have they? They haven't rehearsed all these moves.
I'm sure that they have, but the conversation but
they're not reproducing.
No, not at all.
Right.
Yeah. The core of the song, the rhythm, the core melody that you would take away is definitely rehearsed. But the improv dialogue conversation is impromptu. It's however they feel at the moment, which is what I love
about
it.
The way the guy with the double
it's all eye contact, isn't it amazing?
He practically went almost like a went in on top of the other guy, or, you know, almost like getting really close.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
This is just tuning up, right? I know people, Jeremy, I'm a mad live music person, right? Frankly, they could be a brass band playing anything. I just love live music without amplification. I just, you know, this is live in the room. Okay, there are microphones, but you feel you're hearing the instrument.
Sure. I love it. It's more intimate. It's more analog feeling.
I like that much better. The whole thing. And, you know, so, but it's just all new to me. I haven't been in a jazz club for a very long time. Funnily enough, the first time I came to the United States, I did go to a jazz club, right? And I was only 17.
Wow.
I wasn't yet 18. So it was actually quite an experience coming out of Ireland to go into a situation where I'd never heard people playing instruments like that before. Now, it was in the 60s, and I did have, but I was more used to traditional jazz.
Sure.
And yet, I do remember that there was weird stuff like, I'll call this weird, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it's just fabulous. So we're sitting here. Oh, they're going to film themselves, is it? He's setting up a little camera. Is that a?
No, it's just a recorder.
What is it?
It's just it's a recorder.
Oh right, he's set up a recorder. Yeah. I actually think that all performers should record their own performance, right?
They actually have a stage studio here.
They do, yeah. Do they produce a website where all of this?
I don't know, but I'm sure that you can find it.
We're ready to start up with the second set. We really appreciate you sticking around, and I'm really happy to present Lorenzi, Ernst, and Green.
It's called New, and we've named it in the past couple days. It's now called Teddy, by Dustin Lorenzi. Clever, very clever. The next one we didn't have to worry about naming because the song is a poem set to music.